stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and also your bottom line. Today we hear from a dairy farmer who says stray voltage should not be taken lightly. Improper or ungrounded electrical systems can mean that voltage looks to find a conductor, and that could be your buildings or your animals. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience. Brianna and her husband farm B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. Since 2014, they've grown the farm to 65 cows, 60 head of young stock, and 100 acres of farmland. She says that while she didn't feel the shock of the stray voltage, it was enough for her to notice the difference in her cows.
The night of December 14th, when we went to do chores, the cows were acting very skittish. We have five kids that live that great life of riding their bikes up and down the barn alleys. You know, our cows are used to chaos. But that night, our cows were acting very crazy. They were backing in and out of stalls. Every time we turned around, they'd be kicking a unit off. We usually take about an hour and 10 minutes to milk, and it took us 2.5 hours that night. And I actually just asked the kids to go sit in the milk house, because I was just worried that somebody was going to get hurt. This wasn't how our cows acted. Something was going on. And then through the weekend, it was rainy and wet, and rain is a conductor of electricity. So it continued through the weekend. The cows were acting very skittish and antsy. So I had called the utility on Monday, the 18th, December 18th, and asked them to come do ground currency tests before they hooked up the substation that was a half mile from our farm. And he said he could come do ground currency tests, but they had already hooked the substation up on Thursday, December 14th, the same night we had problems. Like, all the dots connect to where the source of the problem came from.
Help us understand, you know, what stray voltage is and why, because of that connection, you started seeing problems.
Cattle and other animals are way more sensitive to just the voltages in the earth. So the stray voltage is due to a bad primary on their side, and it is grounding on our farm. Cows are way more sensitive than humans. So, like, we weren't feeling it, but obviously the cows were. The utilities, they like to say a cow can't feel it till it's at a volt. And when they had came out and did the testing, the heifer shed was at a 0.81 volts and the barn was at a 0.39 volts. So not that volt that they say that a cow can feel. It was less, but we were seeing lots of damage being done.
Is it like grabbing an electric fence?
Some farms had it that high. We did not. Some farms that I talked to, they were telling me they had 7-8 volts coming through their farms. And this is what we could feel.
What were the next steps that you had to take after you realized there was a voltage problem?
So after the utility came out and they did their testing, they said we were under the threshold that the utility uses. They said your cow shouldn't be affected. But now there's this new rule out there that, like, if a farmer asks to be isolated on demand, they are supposed to be isolated on demand. So we had gone through all the testing and we could still see, like, negative effects on our cows. We dropped in milk and our cell count was peaking, like getting very high. We were noticing a lot of damage done to the cows. They were having weird ulcers, and we had asked to be isolated on demand, and the utility had given us a list of items that we needed to fix on the farm before the farm was technically considered safe in their eyes for us to be isolated. One of the things on the list was to change the farm to a four-wire system. This job wasn't hard. It was just nobody wanted to be involved. I called 6 different electricians, and I had asked them to rewire our farm to a four-wire system, and they said, stray voltage? No way. Not getting involved, because the utilities have a way of placing liability on the person that did the work and saying that it's their fault now that we have stray voltage.
In the meantime, your milk production is off. Your cows are sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a sense of the losses that you experienced in just that short time alone.
It took us a little over 3 months to get isolated from the first day they came out, and we have lost over $95,000 between milk production, somatic cell count increase. We shipped 10% of our herd in April because these cows were stressed before their dry period, during their dry period, and after their dry period. So they came in to milk only milking 20 pounds, where they should have been milking 70 to 80, you know, and they were not going to produce for the rest of their lactation. Because I did keep a couple because I'm like, please. And no, they're still only milking 20 pounds a day.
We're talking about the stress on the cows. We haven't even talked about the stress on your family. As a mom, even, and you know the stray voltage is impacting the cattle, how does that make you feel about your own children, you and your husband? I mean, and then just that overall business stress that you guys were facing.
We all know being a first generation farmer, or just a farmer in general, is it's hard, you know, the financial stress. So that's already a stress there. But then you add something like this on and it's just 10 times worse, amplified. My kids had been affected by this because I was doing all this research. I was spending all this time trying to save our family business. And I remember one night my daughter asking, can you please just get off the phone? Can you please just read me a book? And it's like, it like broke my heart, you know, because I'm trying to save our business. And yeah, that was like awful when she said that, because you don't realize how much you're like invested in something else. And then, yeah. So, but some of the other things that we realized was my husband was getting extremely bad migraines. I'm sorry. So we ended up actually taking him in to go get a CAT scan done. And when they did the CAT scan, they didn't find anything abnormal, which is great, right? But it was inflammation of his spine, which also correspond. So the inflammation was causing these tension headaches, which also corresponds with the cows, because our cell count is like through the roof, but no mastitis, no abnormal milk, nothing like that. They as well have inflammation in their body that's causing the high cell count.